The only thing that I understand, football. The only thing that I understand. When I was a little baby, my mama said, hey son, get out. Travel where you will and go to be a man. Sing what must be sung. Oh yeah. Sing what must be sung.
There's a song called Writer, which I believe was public domain, Writer Unknown, and it comes out of the South in the 1860s. A writer was a fellow who drove a slave wagon out to the fields and then brought them back in the evening. And we sing this song now as a song of universal love, because you don't have to be black to sing the blues, you just got to be married. I bet you didn't know why cowboy hats turn up on the sides. That's so they get four in a pickup truck. Remember, you can pick your friends and you can pick your nose, but you can't wipe your friends on your saddle. Well, you know you rider gonna miss me when I'm gone. You know you rider gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss your daddy rolling in your arms. Well, the sun's gonna shine on my back door someday. Yes, the sun's gonna shine on my back door someday. And the wind from the river gonna blow all my cares away. Well, you know you gotta go like this way when I'm gone.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to do a wonderful song by a wonderful composer by the name of Barnswallow Farquhar. Barnswallow Farquhar is a leader of a group called Farquhar that works mostly in the New England States area. Very rarely venture out into the outside world. They are all in their 30s and 40s and very interesting family of hummingbird, flamingo, condor, and buzzard Farquhar are the brothers. Little sister's name is Titmouse, and father's woodpecker, they call him Pecker for short. Mother, just Mother Farquhar. It's a wonderful family. And we'd like to do this song dedicated to Barnswallow, who wrote it. And a wonderful dedication, a wonderful girl by the name of Carol, who's here this evening. And Carol knows who she is. But 6 weeks ago in Valparaiso, Indiana, at the hotel, she was voted Miss Kingston Trio, 1969. And there was a special ball thrown on her behalf. And we'd like to thank her for being a good sport. She's here this evening. This is for you, Carol. It's in the summer, but Carol, you're a bummer. I'm beginning to wonder if your heart could stand some ventilation. Somebody pass the kennel ration. You're the bottom of the barrel. Thank you. Would you rather have this or what's behind the curtain? Most people do. Roger Gamble in 1960 was voted an All-American high school football player from North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. In 1962, he went to Wake Forest University on a football scholarship. On the first day of practice, he saw a big dude he really liked, so he quit. After that, he majored in animal husbandry until they caught him at it. And then he went on the road with Fred Waring and the Young Pennsylvanians. He went as a tire. And he ended up in Nashville, where he worked on the Grand Ole Opry. He was voted Entertainer of the Year at Opryland in 72. And early in 73, Roger did a couple of segments of the Hee Haw Show, where he took the place of the pig. He is a wonderful man, a dear friend, fantastic entertainer and singer, a man who certainly, above all else, needs absolutely no introduction whatsoever.
Nice to know we're starting even. I don't know you either. Yeah, I do. I know a couple of people out here tonight. That's nice. It's always nice to find somebody you know in the woods. Thank you for chuckling. At least you're interested. We're staring at 6 seats here that have reserved written on them. I'd say they're reserved. It's so bashful they didn't even show up. But that's okay. They better bring their tardy slips if they show up, I'll tell you that. I'm going to sing a song that has little or nothing to do with the evening, which is pretty well in keeping with the rest of the show. You might be wondering why it's starting out a little slow. If you'll just be patient, it'll peter out altogether before we're through with it. I'm from the South. Anytime I'm outdoors and it starts getting this dark, I need to be squirrel hunting or need to be with somebody. Down here, you don't. You do alligator hunt or something? I won't even ask that. I know what you hunt. Universal problem. I'd like to sing a song. The last time I sang this song was St. Patrick's Day. And some dear friends of ours are here. People used to be our neighbors from Roswell, Georgia. And the song's called Danny Boy. And you've heard it many times, many different ways and everything. And this is just another way. But it's one of those pretty songs. And we're finding out something now, which I'm very glad about in one way. The energy crisis and things like that. We're finding out we need each other. And if a lesson is to be taught in honesty of purpose about that lesson to be learned, I hope we learn it. And this is a song about a man who seen his family, his men, his young boys go off to war and never return. And this was the price he paid, and he maintained sanity, and I never will know why. Or how. Danny Boy. Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen. And down the mountainside, the summer's gone, and all the roses fallen. It's you, must go. And I was mine. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. I'll be here in sunshine or in shadows. Oh, Danny Boy, oh, Danny Boy, I love you so. Many, many years ago, somewhere around the 12th and 13th century in the country of Ireland, was a period of time when the country was undergoing a tremendous amount of religious turmoil. Very similar to what's happening there today, only the mechanics of the wars have changed. History has it recorded that there was a certain family, a man and his wife, who somehow amidst the turmoil of the time had managed some way to raise 7 strong, handsome, beautiful sons. But one by one, they'd seen 6 of these sons march off to war and never return home again. And as fate would have it, the tragic day finally came when the baby boy was old enough to go fight for his faith in his country. A very, very sad mom sat at home that morning, and I can't blame her. And a very sad and a very bitter, but still a very proud father walked his son across the meadow to meet the other soldiers. He kissed him on the cheek and embraced him, and then he saw him march away. Then the father turned and he started that long, long walk back to the house. Somewhere along the way, he sat down under a beautiful grove of trees overlooking a pretty meadow. And he began to write. There were more tears on the parchment than there were words, but these are the words that lasted. And it was a father's farewell to his last, his baby boy. His name was Danny. We do this song with one dedication. We dedicate it to the hope that there might be a whole lot of families represented here tonight that might live long enough to see the blessed day come when all men everywhere might walk the face of God's beautiful earth free and equal. That'd be kind of nice, and I know it's a dream.
Roger Gamble.
Thank you. I think that's the first time I've ever sung that song outdoors, and I dig it. Man, did the tree frogs. Yes. Someone taping this. The tree frogs were helping me, and that was beautiful.
Tree frogs.
They knew it.
I think that's the guy up top there with a kazoo. We'd like to do a medley of our hit. The first song in this two-song medley is a song about a fellow on a train in Boston who hasn't got an extra nickel to get off the train and change the fare. It's called George and the Freaky Trolley. Second song is about a fellow in North Carolina that hangs around trees much to his parents' disappointment. He finally gets arrested for accosting an oak, which he thought was a naughty pine. Remember, it is much better to be rich and healthy than poor and sick. Nixon, 72.
And when you're up to your rear end in mud, it's okay to wet your pants.
Who said that?
That was Billy Carter this morning.
Firstly, I never trusted a man all the way. He lusted and didn't follow through. Roger and I live in Roswell, Georgia, which is really a small town. And the town we live in is so small, the main drag is a transvestite. And the cab driver asks you where the action is, and nobody knows. They've gotten real hip lately. They have American cheese in the gourmet section of the supermarket.
Individually wrapped boxes out here.
We're just outside of Atlanta. We're going to stay in that area until they get professional football there.
Let me tell you a story about a man named Charlie on that magic and beautiful day. Put things into his pocket just as wise and badly when he started the NBA.
But he ever returned, oh, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever, he just beats the Boston, he's a man who never returns.
Charlie heard it in his dime at the Kimball Square Station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. Maybe he got there, the conductor put in one more nickel, Charlie could get off of that train.
But did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. He may be there not forever. He could beat the Boston. He's a man who never returns.
Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury?
But did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. Oh, Charlie may ride forever. He defeats the Boston. He's a man who never returns.
George. Charlie's wife goes down to the Kimball Square Station every day at quartermaster's two. And through the open window she asks Charlie a sandwich as the train goes rumbling through.
Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. And his fate is still unlearned. And his fate is still unlearned. He's a man who never returns. He's a man who never returns. Hang down your head, child, you leave. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, child, you leave. Oh boy, you're about to die. Remember on the mountain, there I took her life. And her on the mountain, stabbed her with my knife. Hang down your head, child, do leave. Hang down your head and cry. Oh boy, well, hang down your head, child, do leave. Oh boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, I'll be down in some lonesome valley, hang from a wide oak tree. Hang down your head, child.
Sing it with me. Come on.
Hang down your head and cry, oh boy. Well, hang down your head, child. Dilly, oh boy, you're bound to die. Oh, well, now, boy. Hang down your head. Hang down your head,
your head,
Billy. Oh boy, you're bound to die. Oh boy, you're bound to die. Oh boy, you're bound to die. Oh boy, you're bound to die.
Thank you. In giving equal time, we'd like to introduce you to the newest member of our group who joined at the end of last year. He took Roger's place at Opryland. When Roger joined me, he took Roger's place as leader of the group that played there. And he majored in music, and his instruments were piano and trumpet. And somewhere along the way, he got listening to Kingston Trio records and picked up the banjo and guitar. Now, when a musician does this, it's very unusual, because the Kingston Trio music is so simple that you could learn it in a very short time, which is why I've forgotten most of it. But George is going to step forward here, and he's not going to do a Kingston Trio song, even though he knows more Kingston Trio music than anybody on stage. And he's going to sing you a song of something different called There Are Fairies at the Bottom of My Garden. And while he does this, I'm going to go off. Bang.
I'd like to thank Bob for that wonderful introduction. He may not have mentioned it, but Roger and I are both from the same part of North Carolina, in what they call the Poverty Belt in the Appalachian Mountains. Roger and I both grew up in what city people refer to as dire poverty. We both knew what it was like to feel the mud oozing between our toes, which sort of gives you an indication as to how sloppy our mothers were as housekeepers. Later, we went on to Wake Forest University, number 6 in the nation in basketball. Anybody would like to make a donation, I am the class chairman for. And we both ended up in Nashville, Tennessee. In Nashville, we met a lot of songwriters. Roger and I both are songwriters in addition to what you see up here. And it's very difficult for somebody to struggle and try to say in a few short moments and within the structure of a song exactly and everything that they would like to say. But I believe this song, especially in an outdoor setting, probably does get close to the point. This old guitar taught me to sing a love song. It taught me how to laugh, how to cry. It introduced me to some friends of mine and brightened up some days. It helped me make it through some lonely nights. What a friend to have on a cold and this old guitar gave me my lovely lady. It opened up her eyes and ears to me. It brought us close together, and I guess it broke her heart. It opened up a lovely space to be. What a lovely place, lovely space to be. This old guitar gave me my life, my living, all the things you know I love to do. Serenade the stars that shine from a sunny mountainside. Most of all, to sing my songs for you. I love to sing my songs for you. Yes, I do, you know. I love to sing my songs to you. I love to sing for you.
That's my friend George. He lives in the shoe. This is my dog Ty. He lives there too. Hi, I'm Ty.
stopped me and said, you shouldn't smoke. It's bad for your health. You know what it says on the package. And walked away. And she's sitting up there somewhere. And I didn't get a chance to answer you, ma'am. If you believe everything the government tells you, especially after the last 4 years, you're a little sick. The only thing the government has proven is cigarette smoking gives cancer to mice. So if you want to be cool and enjoy your smoke, just smoke it through a mouse. That way you get the enjoyment, the mouse gets the cancer. The secret is to stick the cigarette in the mouse's little mouth and hold his little body and smoke it. But it still tickles your throat because the tail hangs down there. And you can never turn them around because you don't know where them things have been. You know. If you smoke cigars, you can use a rat.
That pretty well winds up the dance portion of the show tonight. We're going to be hit by a train. Yellow light.
We're going to play another song and do a brief intermission and time to change our briefs. And we'll be right back.
Johnny said, center struck. Now, man, your hour done come. Go from beneath their kimono, blow the 44 gun, these double fears are hard to bear. Frank is led down the stairwell, grandma, Johnny, don't shoot. But he pulled that 44 and the gun went through the spirit of Frankie's head. And Johnny is.
Two shoes, and this is a song that he wrote back by 1963 and made him the composer and entertainer that he is today.
Lightfoot was a, well, still is, Canadian Indian.
Whoopee.
He moved to the United States a few years ago to avoid the draft.
Boy, they got it, too.
We've got some of this written down if you'd like to take it with you. Maybe study over it a couple of days. Send us a card on your way back to Michigan. We don't have any albums with us, but we got some maps, folks. Can't we try to get through the woods the best we can tonight?
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, you'll make it in my heart, and my pockets full of sand. I'm a long way from home, and I miss my darling soul in the early morning rain.
Out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm stuck here on the ground, where the cold winds blow. Well, the liquor tasted fine, and the women all were fast.
There she goes, my friend. Hear the mighty engine roar, see the silver wind on high, see the wind westward bound, high above the clouds she'll fly, where the morning rains don't fall, and the sun always shines, she'll be flying over my home.
Little airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me. Goes in stuck here on the ground. Cold and drunk as I might be, you can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train.
So I'll best be on my way.
Him to play, and he said people always yelled out to play Wildwood Flower, and we listened to Wildwood Flower many years ago, and we didn't think the lyrics were the kind of thing that we could sell correctly, so we looked around, and we found a song that was written by Woody Guthrie, and he used the melody to Wildwood Flower. The lyrics he wrote were about the sinking of the first American ship to be sunk at the beginning of World War II, which was a destroyer sunk off the coast of Iceland called the Reuben James. And we'd like to do that song for you.
We were going to do it straight, but Cousin Thelma came back with a little pint of vodka in her boot. And we got a little snockered during halftime, so that's okay. Thelma will be going out in just a minute on a roller skate. She's there taking her coat off, getting ready to fight right now.
Of the ship called the Good Riven Chain, on my heart fighting men with the honor and the pain. They flew the stars and stripes, but the land of the free, with the red sheet and her green, with the honor of the sea. Look, hey, what were their names? Look, hey, what were their names? That you have been on the Good Riven Chain.
Roger and George are both in the Army Reserve when they were at Fort Hood, Texas, about a year ago on maneuvers, and they were out in the field, and they found a dead animal. And one said it was a mule, one said it was a donkey, and they started fighting, hitting each other with their shovels. And the colonel broke up the fight and asked them what they're fighting about, and they said, well, we found this dead animal, and he says it's a mule, I say it's a donkey. And so the colonel walked over and looked. He said, well, you're both wrong. It's an ass. Now get your shovels and bury the poor thing. They were digging away, and a whack came by, and she said, hi, fellas, you digging a foxhole? And I said, no.
Thelma was asking her friend, what does that mean?
In the musical Paint Your Wagon, there were two famous songs. One was called I Talk to the Trees, but he got busted. And then there was this one. I would get it in tune, I'm gonna have it welded.
Well, it's out here in this outdoor surroundings. We've never played too many outdoor concerts, mainly because we have some amplifiers on stage, and in the summertime, especially when they have most outdoor concerts, and you know how quick thunderstorms can come up, we just never felt real secure with a lightning rod in our hand during a thunderstorm, for obvious reasons. We've been smitten.
And now, for your listening enjoyment, finally got in tune. Keep going, it'll never get well.
Way out here, they have a name. Rain and wind and fire. Rain is test, the fire show. They call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars and dry, sets the clouds to fire. Mariah makes the mountains sound like boasters out there die. Mariah.
Buffalo, there ain't no name below me. Buffalo's just looking at me.
Percussion at the University of Texas. He was voted the best skin beater in his class, and he also plays the drums so well that he was the drummer for the 1971 All-American band, Mr. Tom Green on drums. He's our token hippie. On fiddle and mandolin is a young man we met hitchhiking out of Denver, Colorado a couple of years ago. It seems that he and his wife had a maternity shop in the intersection of Denver, and they refused to change their sign out front of the place, and the city fathers ran them out just because it said, "You knock them, we frock them." On fiddle and mandolin, Mr. Ben Schubert. Probably the finest bass player on stage at this time. A man who was the 1945 Gerber baby. A man who single-handedly, as he stepped to the railing, caused the Poseidon adventure. A man who just last week said to me in Austin, Texas, and I knew. Our bass player for many years now, Mr. Stan Case on bass. I'd like to do a song from our home state right now, of Georgia, and it's a song about a place in Georgia that if you ever have the chance to go, miss it. There are a lot of places like that around the country. But this is one of the particular places you really want to stay away from. And I'd like to let the boys take a chance at fiddling and picking and getting it on. So here they are. song that I learned in 1954 from a couple in Fresno, California. They had heard the song in 1932 on their honeymoon in Phoenix, Arizona, and they asked the backroom piano player that was playing it to write down the sheet, but he forgot to sign it. And we had the song recorded in 1957 and tried for a couple of years to find out who wrote this song, but never did. And about late 58, Dave Guard put his name on it, although he did not write it. And the song isn't an anonymous song. It's just one of those good songs that just keeps hanging around. Might have to switch picks here. I have to thank the Yokohama String Factory for these wonderful strings. And soda, but your eyes, baby, do I feel high? Oh, me, oh my, do I feel high? Dry martini, trigger of gin. Oh, what a spell you've caught me in. Oh, my. Do I feel high? People won't believe me. They'll think that I'm just bragging. I could still be on the wagon. All I need is one of your smiles, the sunshine of your eyes. Oh, me, oh my, do I feel high like I can fly? Give me loving, baby, I feel high.
Thank you.
This is a song we recorded in 1963, which we stole from a group. And it was an unknown group at the time, and we stole the song, and we recorded it right away and had it out, and we felt kind of bad because we got a hit on it, and the people that we stole the song from hadn't become well-known yet, so we advertised their name around the country on various radio and television programs, put a lot of pressure, and they got some good breaks from it. And so much so that within 16 weeks, they occupied 70% of our market. They were called Peter, Paul, and Mary. And the obvious answer to this whole thing is, if you're going to steal, just shut up. But this is a very nice song. It's been the largest selling song that Kingston Tree ever had outside the continental United States.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever? Thank you.
Wild girl's gone. Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they?
Where have